This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. 12 Tampa Bay locations. For those of you in Tampa Bay, find your location at originalhooters.com. $15 gets you a bucket of 5 Corona, Corona Light, or Modelo bottles. And remember those daily lunch specials starting at just $6. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is also teed up at the Eagles Golf Club, which yesterday was the site of my 12th golf tournament, Todd Wright Tour XII, Eagles, Birdies, and Parlays. We had over 100 players, near perfect weather for a late October Sunday, and really good work by the Eagles staff, Brian Richter, Courtney Fox, Whitney Wineglass. Dwayne and the kitchen staff were wonderful to me. The kitchen and the restaurant staff, and very good to all of my players. If you haven't played in one of my golf tournaments, save the date, late January 2018, for the return of the Good versus Evil tournament. The original Good versus Evil was also held at the Eagles Golf Club. 36 holes of championship golf, semi-private, gated community. We played on the Forest course yesterday, and we played on the Lakes course on the previous Good versus Evil event. The Eagles Golf Club, a wonderful host for my 12th golf tournament yesterday, as we enjoyed each other's company, good weather, a lot of food, and as always, I gave away a ton of prizes. My congratulations to the Chris Daywall team that won the women's flight, the Paul Battle team that won the men's mixed flight, and the John Lamberg, Mike Caporal team that won the overall flight. Well done by everyone. Nice to see. And my grand prize winners, two newbies, Lori LaPau and Stefano Capone of Famous Sal's Pizza in Newport Richey. Visit there if you're in Newport Richey. Go into Famous Sal's, ask for Stefano Capone, and say, "Hey, Todd Wright's talking about you on his podcast. Heard you were a grand prize winner." Again, the Eagles Golf Club was a terrific host, and I'm not surprised. They do a great job out there. Please go play at the Eagles Golf Club. All right, well, after hosting a tournament, I'm a little out of sorts. But I'm caught up on everything, trust me. I had a big fantasy football win yesterday in the league that mission, and ready to go. Let me throw out the email here at the top of the podcast, because I do want to make sure that I always take good care of those of you that listen to the podcast and want my second opinion. You can always email me. Even if I don't cover what you need in the podcast, you can always email me. Now, someone emailed me yesterday, I don't know, within 30 minutes of the kickoffs of the 1 o'clock games. Apologize for the late email. I was already hosting over 100 players in a golf tournament, so I was gone from my home by 9:30 a.m. yesterday. I didn't even get to watch my normal Sunday morning viewing of Fantasy Football Now. I actually DVR'd it, believe it or not, and watched it at night. That's how much I love the show and the information in it. I actually wrote that gentleman back last night. I will write you back. If you want to email me and ask my opinion on anything related to your fantasy football situation, season-long leagues or DFS, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. I enjoy your emails. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Best time to email me is in the morning or in the evening, because generally during the day I'm out on the golf course, and that's where I'm headed now, and have to unpack the car after yesterday's golf tournament. So let me give you some random thoughts. We already sort of previewed the Monday night game in the previous podcast. Nothing's really changed. I don't think you're touching anyone in the Redskins backfield other than Chris Thompson, especially if you're in a PPR league. I don't think you're touching any of the Redskins wide receivers. Even Jordan Reed's coming off an off week. So the only Redskins I think you play are Cousins and Thompson. From the Eagles' standpoint, a lot of guys in play. Carson Wentz, Alshon Jeffrey, Zach Ertz, probably the third best tight end in fantasy football to this point in the season. And you can even make an argument he's been as or more productive or consistent than Kelce or Gronk. I own him, I know. Nelson Aguilar. Some don't buy what he's doing, but he's putting up numbers. Backfield situation, I still don't think is anything you want a part of. Granted, you probably spent an RB2 type pick on a LeGarrette Blount, but it comes and goes with Blount. It's very inconsistent. I think that pretty much does it for the Eagles. Their kicker is obviously very good, but as far as tonight's game, I can't really give you any unique analysis that I haven't already touched on or any real hot plays. The only thing I would say about Ertz is that, and the Eagles have had an extra basically 3 days to prepare for this game because they played on a Thursday and now they're playing on a Monday. Ertz was contained by Carolina except in the red zone the last game. It was actually a down game for targets and yardage for Ertz, but he had the two touchdowns that sort of saved him. We'll see what tonight brings against the Redskins. Okay, random thoughts. Ezekiel Elliott, as I'm taping this podcast at roughly 10:20 a.m. Eastern time, there will be no expedited hearing on Ezekiel Elliott. And as I talked about on previous podcasts, and many expected, once the reinsertion of the suspension was put in and then another injunction stalled it, he would likely be good to go, not only for the Week 7 game where he exploded against the 49ers, but he's good to go next week as well. So if you're an Ezekiel Elliott owner, you're obviously thrilled with what he gave you yesterday, and you will have him for this coming weekend as well. Amari Cooper obviously made a lot of headlines for his performance on Thursday night. Even though he had a couple of drops, he had a huge night. I told many of you, stay patient with Amari Cooper. You have basically three things you can do with a highly drafted player in a season-long league. You either keep him in your lineup, you bench him until he gives you a reason to play him, or you cut him. We told you not to cut Amari Cooper. You just bench him. You wait for Carr to get healthy. You wait for the Raiders to find their groove in the passing game offensively. It was going to come. It certainly did on Thursday night. So you're putting Amari Cooper now back into your starting lineup if you didn't already for that game. And I'd say probably about less than 50% of you did. Just you wanted to see what he'd do before putting him back in, and he did a lot. If you're rostering Andrew Luck, I don't know why. I don't know why you would have rostered him all year. I think this whole thing is kind of a facade by the Colts to keep fans and sponsors interested in the team. It's not like they've been embarrassing, but I think the way they've handled the Andrew Luck information is regrettable. If they had come out, I think, at the beginning of the season and said, here's the deal with Andrew. He's working as hard as he can, but we're not optimistic. We're hopeful, but at this point, we're not planning on him playing anytime soon. I guess they were worried they'd lose ticket sales or sponsors would be upset, but the way they've handled this just feels like a lie the entire time. And you know, the fact that the guy can't even throw and I guess took another cortisone shot or something. You know, we're coming up on Halloween now, and he's not a factor. So I don't know why you're wasting a roster spot on Andrew Luck. Honestly, between wasting a roster spot on Andrew Luck and keeping Aaron Rodgers, with now talk, he might be available for your fantasy playoffs. Yeah, I'd see keeping Aaron Rodgers. Because if you can survive and get to the playoffs, and then suddenly you have Aaron Rodgers for a playoff semifinal or a championship game, yeah, that's worth it. What is Andrew Luck going to be worth? And he's been a disappointing fantasy quarterback anyway in recent years. He's not on the Aaron Rodgers level. He's not been worth a roster spot. And you don't know what he's going to give you. Let's see. Yes, I was very candid and honest about Martavis Bryant on this podcast a week ago. I have no reason to retract anything I said. Here's a quick story, and I'm going to let Ted Gangi know I told this story. In my early days at ESPN Radio, we would tape a lot of interviews for the weekend game night show. It was often me and any of the following great guys: Tony Bruno, Chuck Wilson, Joe D'Ambrosio, Peter Brown, guys who kind of taught me how to do that on a national level, made me feel comfortable working in that studio. Mike Tirico certainly did as well. So we tape interviews, and like someone would be on the phone and someone would have to run in and tape the interview. I don't know how it happened, but Larry Flint, the longtime publisher of Hustler magazine. Again, it's a different era. This was 20 years ago. And they're like, we have Larry Flint on. Who wants to tape him? Well, Chuck Wilson wanted nothing to do with it. I think Tony just made jokes about, I'm not talking to Larry Flint. So I said, all right, I'll do it. Back then, I'm low on the totem pole. I'll talk to anyone. Fine. So moments before we're taping Larry Flint, Ted Gangi, great producer, terrific sense of humor, hits the button to talk in my ear only. It's called an IFB. And says, make sure you ask Larry who the asshole of the month is, which was a regular thing in Hustler magazine. For the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, we'd like to officially award our first asshole of the month to Martavis Bryant. For everything he's done, for everything he hasn't done. All right. Moving on to more significant things. Chargers trending in the right direction, and Hunter Henry continues to trend in the right direction. It's not the year of the tight end, but there are certainly a lot more. It flies in the face of what Steve Gallo has said for years, one of the more respected guys in the fantasy football world. Gallo's theory was, I'll always take a wide receiver play over a tight end play, maybe with the exception of Gronk. I don't know that that holds up this year. There are more tight ends getting higher volumes of targets down the field and can run after the catch and potentially get in the red zone. And we've always thought Hunter Henry could be one of these guys, but Antonio Gates was getting snaps because Antonio Gates is a legend. The Chargers have moved in the direction of utilizing Hunter Henry more, and he is now a viable fantasy play. He's worth rostering, especially in leagues where you must start a tight end, and he has been a great daily play. TJ Yeldon, not Chris Ivory, put up the big numbers at running back for the Jaguars in their shutout of the Indianapolis Colts. Many of you on Sunday morning who own Leonard Fournette had to make a decision. A number of you picked up Chris Ivory to plug and play or had him as a handcuff after the Fournette injury in the Ram game. Some of you picked up Chris Ivory that didn't have Fournette thinking, well, the Jags like to run the ball. They don't have Fournette. Ivory's the guy. Admittedly, Ivory got a lot of buzz overnight on Saturday and into Sunday morning. His numbers were okay. He's just not Fournette. Ask any Jet fan about Chris Ivory. They'll tell you. Fun guy to get excited about. Will give you some really good, angry, intense runs to get you excited. But he leaves you wanting more, and generally, he doesn't give it to you. Some of you probably forgot T.J. Yeldon was still in Jacksonville. There's another Jaguar who has fallen short of expectations, but it was Yeldon and not Ivory. I wouldn't roster either of these guys. If Fournette misses another week, maybe you do a daily type. It's a daily type play with a Yeldon or an Ivory if you're looking for a bargain to create a lot of money to get somebody else at another position. Brett Hundley, for those of you who took the risk there, no. I didn't see it, but certainly didn't look good to me from those who did and the numbers. Jordy Nelson's numbers, down. Devontae Adams, down. Randall Cobb, down. Aaron Jones was the only Packer worthwhile in that game against the Saints. Told you all along, Ted Ginn could be very good in the New Orleans Saint offense with Drew Brees. And you know, last week he nearly had two scores. Yesterday, another big game for Ted Ginn. Drew Brees is just the right type of quarterback to utilize the talents of Ted Ginn. The Zay Jones missed his latest opportunity to be a worthwhile wide receiver in Buffalo with Charles Clay out. And in a high-scoring game against the Buccaneers, your hot pickup of the week at wide receiver is now Deontay Thompson, off 4 for 107 in the Bills' defeat of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I can't tell you one thing other than what I just did about Deontay Thompson. But if you're desperate for a wide receiver or looking for a inexpensive daily play this coming week, somebody has to catch the ball from Tyrod Taylor. Now, granted, as the Bucs found out, most of the time Tyrod's going to run it or McCoy's going to run it. Or they're going to have other various guys run the football in Buffalo. The Bills will look more and more now almost like the Titans as a very run-based attack. But somebody has to catch passes. Deontay Thompson, over 100 yards on four catches. Other running back situations like the Jags that didn't go exactly the way you expected. Latavius Murray, 113. Jerick McKinnon, 57. It's one game. It's not a trend. Treat it as an aberration for now. And appreciate the two big games you got out of McKinnon. If he gives you two of every three games that are worthwhile, just take it. DeMarco Murray, 76 yards. Derrick Henry, 13. For those of you continuing to write off DeMarco Murray, he's not going away. Granted, he's fighting through soft tissue injuries, maybe all year, but this guy plays hurt. He always has. It doesn't mean he's an RB1, but it doesn't mean he's coming off the field. He's coming off the field when he is declared out or in a game is not scheduled to return or doubtful to return. That's it. Denver, which the first couple weeks of the season, you played them all. Now I don't know what you do. You were disappointed by Demaryius Thomas in the absence of Emmanuel Sanders. I keep saying, you know, if John Elway was one of the best quarterbacks in the Super Bowl era, how come he can't evaluate quarterbacks? The only quarterback Elway has ever had is Peyton Manning. How tough was it to say, yeah, we'll take him? No, Peyton chose to play in Denver. John Elway didn't choose him. Trevor Siemian, I've said this before about Trevor Siemian. He reminds me of a pitcher who the more you see him, the more you realize once he doesn't have another pitch. Once you see all his pitches, you can hit him. Denver, two really bad games in a row. And Paxton Lynch won't be the answer. We all know that. Again, email me any unique fantasy football questions to your season-long team or daily. I love playing the daily primetime bundles, as I call them. So later today on DraftKings, I'll jump on and I'll play a Monday-Thursday league with four teams, the two playing tonight and the two playing on Thursday. And then you can bundle Thursday and Sunday night. And then you can bundle Sunday and Monday night. I love watching the primetime games. It's a great way to play, and you just have four teams to pick from. And generally, you can have whoever you want. That's the beauty of it. Rarely do you run into any salary cap issues, and I still play Classic as opposed to Pick'em. Season-long league questions, daily questions, email me them. I will write you back. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. And for those of you in the Tampa Bay area who want to play in my next golf tournament, last weekend of January, we always have a golf tournament that weekend because there's no meaningful NFL played and college football is over. I'm giving you guys something to do. Save the date, last weekend of January, for the next golf tournament. I look forward to your emails. And for those of you that don't subscribe to the podcast, know it's an option. And then when the podcast posts, you'll get an alert letting you know when the new podcast has posted. That way you're not continuing to search for it. So if you subscribe to the podcast, you'll get an alert when each podcast is posted, because sometimes it varies based on my schedule and based on the schedule of my friends at JoeBucksFan.com who do so much for me. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. 12 Tampa Bay locations. Hooters actually sounds pretty good for lunch today. Go boneless. 10 boneless wings shaken in one of Hooters' signature sauces with a side of fries for only $9.99 all day, every day. Hot wings, cold beer, summer seafood. It's always summer at Hooters. Hooters style. 12 Tampa Bay area locations. For those of you outside the Tampa Bay area, you know where your nearest Hooters location is. My thanks also to the Eagles Golf Club for hosting Todd Wright Tour XII. Job well done. We'll talk to you later this week with another podcast on Friday.